Just arrived at your final destination. If it's raw, real, and unedited, I like it. Live from the bottom of my heart, this podcast is everything you've never expected. I'm going to sign my name across the airwaves by daring to be different. Muchos arigatos. Okay, so I've been singing the Johnny Cash song, Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon, because Johnny Cash is one of my favorite singers of all time, and he sings that song, Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon. He also sings the song Walk the Line, which is one of my favorite songs. He was in love with June, his wife. Nothing is more beautiful than when a man proudly loves his woman. When a man hides his woman, it's because he's cheating, or he's ashamed of her, which is even worse, because that's just a reflection of his shame for himself. Johnny Cash obviously was not ashamed of himself or June, and his voice and his songs reflected that pride, that love. There's nothing more beautiful. Happy Friday, guys. I'm back, and I'm fast and furious on my podcast. I actually want to be very sincere. For about a year, I was afraid to speak publicly or write publicly because I was under scrutiny for my own fears seeped into my life, my productive life, my creative life. And I'm very sorry about that. I had a lot of blog readers and podcast listeners that I let down. And I won't do that again. I don't have a schedule like I used to before. I used to blog every Sunday, come hell or high water, together with my partner at the time. But because that relationship fell apart, it kind of reminded me of that, and it was hard for me to come out of that. It's been a year now from the podcasting, and it's been about 6 or 7 months from the blogging. At this point, I don't really care because it's very clear to me and apparent what happened and how my relationship fell apart, and it's just what it is. So I'm back. I'm not afraid anymore. I am prepared to speak publicly in any platform about that. So today I don't have a guest and I don't really have a great topic. As a matter of fact, I have two really random topics that I wanted to share with you. And that's fine, because when I started my podcast and my blog, it didn't really say I have to have a celebrity on or I have to have some purpose for the sharing. It's just I wanted to share. So, and it's something about, it's not about marketing or fitness. It's just about betterment. And that's what I am, always trying to learn and progress and be better. Because if you're not growing, you're dying. And that's something that I refuse to do. So today's podcast is about two great things. One thing is I'm like a household queen. I love cleaning houses and cooking. I'm very much a homebody. Most people don't know that about me. They think that I am this, outdoorsy kind of person. I'm not. I'm actually very much a homebody. I love my home. I love to cook and I love to clean. So maybe I'm late. I don't know, but I thought I'd enlighten people that are maybe later than me with a thing called a dash button. So it's this little, almost like the shape of a key, and it's wirelessly connected to Amazon. And this dash button, what it does is you press it and it records the information from your previous order and then automatically reorders it. The button itself costs $4.99. The reason I think this is so fantastic is because back when I was a kid, because I'm in my mid-40s, The Jetsons was so cool to me, where, you know, Judy would put her hands in a little thing and her nails would be dry. Well, guess what? We have that now. Well, on the Jetsons, this little dash button was all over their home. They just press it and boom, the thing would come, the product, the service. Well, now this dash button from Amazon, $4.99. I'm not being paid by Amazon. I just think this is incredible and I wanted to share it with you all. You place that dash button, let's say, by the toilet paper when the toilet paper roll expires and there's no more left, instead of like freaking out and saying, oh my God, I have to go to the store, you just press the button. Same thing with washer and dryer. So Downy, Tide, whatever products you use, water. Water is something that we go through in my household quickly. I just like to have everything stocked in my home for the people that live here. My job is not to feed people, but it's certainly to be prepared for the people that I love that live with me. And so you just press a button and it just shows up in the mail. It's miraculous. Now that $4.99 charge is applied to your first order. So you're really out of nothing for this service. And why not be ready? Because supermarket shopping for me is something that, I mean, I just love it. I love it. I think it identifies the city that I'm in. It's the first thing I do when I travel. I go to the supermarket where I arrived, and it tells me a lot about the city. Like I said, I'm in my mid-40s. I'm not from the 80s. So I think it's a very good indicator of your environment is how they eat and how they live. So there's my first order of business is to introduce you to Amazon, the Dash button. Go check it out. It's just, you know, instead of going to BJ's and Costco, it's there. That's number one. Number two, my father was a journalist and worked on radio and television for over 50 years. He speaks, well, I shouldn't say that. He used to speak two languages. His first language was Spanish, but he was a stickler for correct pronunciation, enunciation, and diction. Why? Because he worked on radio and television. When I mispronounced a word or misspelled a word, he would correct me immediately. One of the things he really hated, and it's actually one of my pet peeves as well, is when you're talking to someone and they don't know the word and they just go ahead and make up their own variation of the word. It's kind of cute when you're talking to a three-year-old. It's not cute when you're talking to an adult. So today, I want to talk about commonly mispronounced words that we say every day. Now, it's kind of interesting. Before Hermione was Hermione, after the movie Harry Potter came out, or the series of movies, we were reading the books. I know, I read them all. Hermione might have been pronounced as Hermione because we were reading and we never saw Harry pronounce Hermione. Her actual name is Hermione, not Hermione. So that's not a common word, but it's just one of them. Now, the second one, which is a common word, and it's mispronounced all the time, is forte. We've been saying forte. How you actually say it is fort. It's embarrassing, right? It just really is, right? Think about it. It's not forte, it's fort. All right. The second one, and this one's going to freak you guys out, what we've been saying is daylight savings time, when it's really daylight saving time. That's pretty embarrassing. Now you're thinking back and you're going, oh my God, who did I embarrass myself in front of? Okay. The third one is electoral. We've been saying electoral. It's electoral. Electoral, not electoral. It's just a different accent. Accents are very important. I know when I learned my third language, how to read and write it, French, by the way, the accent changes the whole thing. So the fourth one, this one is tricky. My son used to have trouble with this one all the time. We've been saying mischievous. It's really mischievous, not mischievous. It's mischievous. Once again, it's the accent. It's common. It's common. The fifth one, we don't say as commonly as mischievous, but we say it. It's not nuclear. It's nuclear. Nuclear. So that one's not as common. That's not in our everyday language. This one is. This one is actually really embarrassing. It's not often. It's often. The T is silent. We've heard it's, you know, in both ways, but the T is very silent, y'all. Really silent. The seventh one in Miami is actually quite popular, just like yoga teachers. Everybody's a yoga teacher in Miami. I'm certified, by the way. Is we've been saying realtor. Realtor. I'm a realtor, too. But the way we actually say it is realtor, like a fishing reel, realtor. It's a victim, that one. It's hard. It's a proper noun, meaning only members of the National Association of Realtors can hold that title. So now this one in today's health and wellness field is more popular, this word. Back in the day, it wasn't. It was replaced with ice cream. But this one is most interesting. We've been saying sherbert as opposed to, okay, prepare yourselves, sherbet. Sherbet. Not sticking the extra R in there, it makes it sound a little too foofy, but it is that sherbet. Before we would use a lot of ice cream, now we're trying to get a little healthier. So I think that learning that one is important. Now, the ninth one is interesting. It's not a common word. We usually have been saying it like this, zoology, when it's zoology, zoology. It's not zoology, it's zoology. The 10th one, just like I began this story, is the story about Hermione and Harry Potter. Now, I and this family, my home, we are Harry Potter fans, avid fans. We speak their language. This one was a big kick in my face for, Romans 17. I've been pronouncing this wrong for 17 years. It's not J.K. Rowling. It's J.K. Rowling. It's really, really redundant. If you look at it, of course it's Rowling, but everybody pronounces it Rowling. I don't think she cares, really. And finally, you're going to freak out. This one I've been mispronouncing since I was a little kid. It's not Dr. Seuss. It's Dr. Seuss. That one's mind-blowing. It really, really is. It rhymes with voice. So, you're wrong as the deuce, and you shouldn't rejoice. If you're calling him Seuss, he pronounces it Sois.
I got him. I got my favorite sponsor. They're all my favorite sponsor, but this one's open for life. I'm so fresh, fresh to death. Here in the 305, there's a place called Hugo Fresh, where we drink mad juice. They've got the right medicina for you. It's where the vida is. Homegrown, local love, community members, and just downright outrageous. They're paddleboarders, they're yogis, they're very LA, very New York, and now they're my sponsors with various locations throughout South Florida. www.hugofresh.com. They're open for life.
Did you like me? Did you hate me? Tell me why. You can find me at www.atrev-t.com. That means to dare. I dare you to contact me. My phone number is 305-903-7160. I'm on Instagram, REVETE. I'm on Facebook, ATREVETE Inc. I'm incorporated. I'm on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm everywhere. Contact me.